Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Happy anniversary, Michael.
It's our anniversary.
It's our 10th anniversary of The Public Storyteller. What did you get me?
You know, it sounds like a long time. I don't like to keep track of these anniversaries because that's a long time.
That's what people say whenever they don't want to give an anniversary gift.
Oh, no.
And as you recall, every anniversary segment that we've done, we have featured somebody from the station.
You'll recognize his voice as host of WLRN's Morning Edition or from the years he spent at Magic 102.7.
Today, our storyteller is Joe Johnson.
Well, in addition to being on Morning Edition and being the Morning Edition host here for the past about 3 years, I also have a show called Beetle Brunch that's been in production since 1992, and it ran for many years on 102.7, and it's still on, and you can catch up with it at brunchradio.com. But as a Beetle fan growing up in Miami, of course, they played at the Deauville Hotel, which is now in ruins, and I don't know if it's ever going to be saved or not, but the Beatles played their second Ed Sullivan show just a few miles from here in Miami Beach in about 65th at the Deauville on the 16th of February, 1964. I was too young to go to that. My parents wouldn't let me go to that, but I did see it on TV, which was fantastic. Grew up as a great Beatle fan here in South Florida, grew up in Miami, and worked at Publix, had all my Miami connections, but always had a great love for the Beatles. So in 1992, I started a show called Beetle Brunch, because as a radio junkie in South Florida, I noticed there were no Beatles shows on the radio. You know, stations would play Beatles songs here and there, but I thought, well, there should be a whole show because I've got all this material and magazines and interviews and CDs and albums, and everybody loves the Beatles as much as me. So we finally agreed with the program director to put together the show called Beetle Brunch, and it was on for years. So one of the goals of being the host is, wow, will I ever get to interview Paul or Ringo or anybody connected with the Beatles? And over the years, I have interviewed a few people here and there. But in 2005, Paul McCartney was on his world tour, and he was kicking it off from South Florida at the AAA, the American Airlines Arena, right around the corner from the radio station here. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could get an interview with Paul? I'm only 15 minutes away. I'll come down, whatever it takes. So I was in touch with his manager via the record company. And they were like, well, we don't know if it's going to happen. We'll let you know. And the concert was Friday night. So finally get a call like Thursday afternoon in my studio. And it was Paul's manager. And he says, hey, Joe, I got you your interview. I said, great. Oh, that's so exciting. I can come down today or I can come down tomorrow. He goes, no, it's not here at the American Airlines Arena. It's going to be in Tampa, which is 5 hours away. So I said, well, listen, I mean, I'm 10 minutes from him. He's right down the street. Can't I do the interview here? He goes, oh, so you don't want to do the interview? I said, no, I want to do the interview. He says, okay, then meet me in Tampa tomorrow night at around 6 o'clock. I'll get you in. You'll go to the sound check. You'll get to meet Paul and do the interview. I said, okay, I'm there. So next morning, I drive to Tampa, 5-hour drive, and it was pre-iPhone days, so I had a flip phone. All I could do was make a phone call to the manager to tell him I'm on my way. But I just assumed I would find the venue. I'm going to go downtown. I'll just find it. And I see this big performing arts center, very similar to the Arts Center here. I pull up. I double park. I run in thinking this is it. And they say, no, there's no concert here. So now I got to figure out where the concert's playing. Like an idiot, I didn't take the 20 seconds it would have taken to get the information. But finally I found it. The St. Pete Times Forum, somebody told me, or somehow I found it. And I parked and I went running in. Had to park like a half a mile away, and I'm running, and it's September 17th, 2005, and by the time I get to the door, I'm completely soaking wet, sweaty. And I walk up to the door to get in, and I realize I don't have my recorder. I left it in the car. So, boom, I rush all the way back to get my recorder, and I rush back to the venue, and I get in, and by this time, I'm so soaking wet. I go into the restroom. I take paper towels, and I'm just drying myself off as much as I can. So finally, Paul comes into this room that they travel with. And the reason they travel with the room is so that he doesn't sit on leather. You know, it's really politically correct. It's got, you know, these imprints and palm leaves and all that. So he comes into that room and they kick everybody out except for the manager, myself, Paul, and the camera guy. There was a camera videographer. And so this is great. So Paul says, oh, you do a show called Beetle Brunch, huh? I said, yeah, it's great. Thank you. And he goes, okay, great. So I go to start the interview, and I had a mini disc recorder. It's about the size of an iPhone is today. And I hit record, and nothing happened. It doesn't go into record, but I had practiced it all afternoon. So as you can tell, I'm not very organized at this time. So I couldn't get it to go. So Paul looks at me, and he goes, oh, I guess your recorder's not working, huh? And I go, so I flip it over, and I just punch it with my fist. And it went into record. Lo and behold, it went into record. So we started the interview, and I was so nervous, but he was so great. He took his time. He, even though I was told not to talk about the Beatles, he talked about the Beatles a lot. And so it was wonderful. And on my website, brunchradio.com, I recently posted the interview in a section called Brunch Bites, which you can look for at brunchradio.com. But as I was leaving, I had a friend of mine who says, you got to get me something from the interview, an autograph or something. I go, well, I can't really ask for an autograph. It's inappropriate. But Paul had put his Zephyr Hills water bottle down. It had like about an inch of water in it. So I grabbed it and I threw it in my bag. And I gave it to my buddy thinking maybe he'll take the DNA and make a Beetle baby. But he's actually got it at his house on a shelf with a picture of me and Paul McCartney. And so he's got those Zephyr Hills water bottle to this day.
Joe Johnson with a story about meeting Paul McCartney. I am now just one degree away from Paul McCartney.
That's right. And I am sure that if you were in the situation, you would remember the exact date when the Beatles played the Deauville, February 16th, 1964, the exact date when you interviewed Paul McCartney, September 17th, 2005. Only an obsessive would remember those dates exactly. And it set the stage from the first date to the last. It set the stage for how this fan, this super fan, cares about his idol. It was so perfect that he mentioned those dates.
And Joe is quite a good storyteller. I was laughing, and he even imitated Paul's voice.
Yeah, I gotta say, he may not want to do voiceover work as a Liverpudlian without a little more training, but it was fun that he did that. I love that he punched the recorder with his fist. How many of us have punched a television set or a computer or something else? Hopefully not too hard, but just enough to get it working.
That used to be the way you fixed those old transmitter TVs. You can't do that with digital.
No, don't try this at home, kids. And I love the way he told the story, making fun of himself. He even says, I know, I wasn't very organized. The word you never want to say when you're telling a story about yourself straight is I assumed, because we all know what happens if you assume something. I assumed I would find the venue. There were so many things that could have gone wrong, and it all worked out beautifully.
With Joe, it's Paul McCartney, and with me, it's Bob Dylan. I don't think I'll ever have a chance to talk to Bob Dylan, but I could see traveling 5 hours to have a one-on-one with him.
The line that stood out for me was, so you don't want to do the interview? And of course we wanted to do the interview. Of course he would drive anywhere to do that interview. For me, it's Joni Mitchell, and I would drive to California.
I get the feeling that Paul McCartney would have been happy to talk to Joe here in Miami, but getting through those managers are tough. He didn't even know that he was going to talk to Paul a day before it happened.
Yes, there were so many obstacles in his path. We really didn't know till the very last minute of the story was, or almost the last minute of the story, was he going to get this interview or not? And that's what makes a terrific story, not just problem and solution, but how hard it is, or quest, and how hard the struggle is. So there were so many obstacles in his path, not knowing whether that he was going to get it, having to drive to Tampa, not knowing where the venue is, forgetting the recorder in his car, not having the recorder work. I mean, it was a nail biter for me.
Yeah, that's what made it funny.
That's what made it great.
Well, I want to thank Joe for helping us celebrate our 10th anniversary.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
And Joe's, of course, here every morning, Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 a.m. on WLRN. And thanks to you, Karen, and I hope we have another 10 years.
At least, Michael. Thank you so much for a wonderful 10 years. And I think we need to thank those listeners and our storytellers as well. When you figure we've had just about 520 storytellers and a whole lot more listeners.
Have we run out of stories?
I don't think so. And I think there are many more stories in that naked city. So send me your request. You don't need to send me the story idea, just your request to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
I know our website has archive stories and contact information, wlrn.org. Click radio and the public storyteller. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.